The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
While you're getting your entries in, let me talk about the term service charge. Apparently, it would no longer be allowed in hospitality unless the money goes directly to workers. The Payment of Wages Bill aims to stop owners from using tips to make up basic wages. For more on this, I'm joined by Paul Gavin, who's a Sinn Féin senator. Paul, you're very welcome to the show. I know this was something really you initiated to a large degree at legislative level. Are you happy?
Oh, I am happy, Kieran. Yeah, the bill I introduced in 2017 basically would have dealt with tips and service charges. The bill that the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste introduced earlier this year dealt with tips to some degree, but not service charges. But after a fair degree of argument and discussion, I have to say, in fairness now, I think we've got a good bill here because it does finally deal with the issue of service charges. Many of your customers, I think, would be under the misapprehension that if they pay a service charge, it was going to the employees. Frankly, that was very often not the case. There was a real scandal, in my view, in terms of service charges. They were slapped onto bills, particularly if you had a group of six or more people in a hotel or restaurant. And the assumption would be that, well, that's somehow going to go to the workers providing the service. But in my experience, all too often, it wasn't the case. So finally, it looks like we've got a result in relation to service charges either being abolished or, more properly, going to the workers who earn them.
So, because the way I described it is the term will no longer be used. I mean, can restaurants and other operators in the hospitality industry, can they still charge kind of a supplementary charge based on the number of people sitting? They just can't call it a service charge, or can they even do that? What's the law?
My reading of the government's bill, and I had a whole host of amendments myself to make sure service charges would go to the employees. My reading of the government's bill is that it basically says, look, whatever term a restaurant wants to use, it has to go to the employees. And I think that's only fair and proper. I mean, you pay your price in the restaurant for your food. If you pay a service charge or a tip, well, that should go to the workers who earn those service charges or tips.
And tell me, that's how service charges have been dealt with. So if you're going to charge anything based on the size of the party, it has to entirely go to the staff. How have the rules around tips changed with this legislation?
The rules around tips are that now, under this bill, like the original bill I introduced, first of all, restaurants and hotels have to put in a public place clearly what their policy is in terms of how the tips are distributed. Secondly, all electronic tips will have to now go to the workers who earn them. And again, that's very welcome. The one aspect they haven't covered, and I will raise this evening, is in relation to cash tips. They haven't dealt with the issue of cash tips. And look, the reason I got involved in all this issue years ago, Kieran, was because as a trade union official, before I got this job, I came across workers in the sector who are having their cash tips in particular taken off them by a small number of unscrupulous employers. Let me stress, many employers are first class in the sector. And there was no recourse for them. There was no because the tips didn't legally belong to either the employee or the employer, there was no way to get that money back. So there is a gap in the legislation there. But having said that, I want to be fair. Given the huge amount of work and the massive campaign work by people like SIP2 and One Movement Galway and Unite, this bill goes a lot of the way towards dealing with the issues in the sector.
Because I want to bring in JP McMahon, the chef and regular guest on this show as well, and others in just a moment. But and I appreciate this is maybe more a question for the Tánaiste, but why do you suspect cash tips have not been dealt with the way you want it?
Well, in fairness to the Tánaiste, in his second stage speech, he said it would be unenforceable. Now, that wouldn't be my view. My view is that you could enforce it via the Workplace Relations Commission. It'd be entirely possible. So it's something that we'll continue to press for. But look, I want to be fair because an awful lot of people, this became an issue during the general election campaign. There was a huge campaign across the country. And indeed, many good employers spoke out in favour of my bill at the time. And I think the legislation now will get us a lot of the way there, maybe 70 to 80% of the way there. It's a good day for workers in the industry. I'd also argue it's a good day for the industry, because if it's good for the workers in the industry, hopefully it'll improve standards overall.
All right. Well, I mentioned JP McMahon, the chef, the author, and the restaurateur. JP, do you use service charges?
Yeah, we usually just for larger tables. So, and I suppose it's just a guarantee that they leave a tip for the staff. Because often what happens with a larger table, someone else might be paying the bill, and then there's no tip left. for the staff. But it would really only be for 6, 8, 10, something like that. Other than that, it's at the discretion of the customer to leave a cash tip or a tip on the credit card.
And, I mean, do you welcome the new legislation, that it maybe clears up some confusion or some abuse that might have been happening elsewhere in the industry?
Yeah, like I do and I don't, in the sense that, like, we, I suppose, all the tips for all our staff are divided equally amongst everyone. I mean, as the Sinn Féin person there was saying, with that, the staff member should keep their tips. But I suppose, how do you qualify who owns the tip? I mean, there are some restaurants where the floor only, like, you deal with the table, you get the tip. Whereas in our restaurants, we divide tips equally among the chefs, the kitchen porter and the waiting staff. So I suppose it brings in complications. And I suppose ultimately, I mean, cash has been used less and less. So what happens is when a tip goes through the credit card machine, it has to go through, it has to be taxed, and then it goes into the employee's wages, and or on top of their wages. But when it's a cash tip, they just take it. So, I mean, it's difficult when you're dealing with cash, because it's not traceable in the sense that they get it and that. And so, I mean, it was interesting. I was in Turkey recently, and the government were talking about taxing tips less, or taxing tips at 20%, so the employees would declare their tips. But unfortunately, it's a very
yeah. Anyway,
but actually, it does make sense, in the sense that if you're guaranteed that the tips will, you will definitely get the tips, because as the gentleman said beforehand, there are restaurants that still take the tips, or that would take a 30%. Cut of the tips, or would not give new staff tips, or, I mean, there's, like, I'm sure there's a different model for everything, and it's very difficult to regulate cash that is just coming in, you know. But at the same time, if you regulate that cash, then it's the employee that will lose out, because if their tips get taxed, then they get less. And say, for example, in an year where hardly anyone pays in cash anymore, like, a lot of the tips go through the credit card machine, and therefore they have to be declared, because they're gone through the system.
Is there a possibility that you would, because actually we've a text in actually on this very point, restaurants might just increase their prices and omit the service charge for larger parties. Might that be the solution
if you can't implement a service charge? No. I mean, to be honest, as a restaurateur, I don't care about the service charge. I mean, the service charge is for the employee. I mean, I have charged for the food. I mean, if there are restaurants compensating through service charge, they're doing something wrong. I mean, and that's why we have to be careful, that if you ban service charge, or if you affect it where the restaurants don't want to put it on anymore because they see it as problematic, then it's the employee that will lose out, not the restaurateur. I mean, like, if nobody tips, like, it doesn't affect me. It affects my staff. And of course, there is, like, I mean, if the staff are getting 12 or 13 euro an hour and they're getting another 300 euros tips a week on top of that, I mean, that is a massive supplementary income that is undeclared. So, I mean, and that is how, I mean, when I was working in restaurants, that I paid my way and lived. And it's something that has always been unsaid or unwritten. And as long as they stay outside the system, then the staff can keep them.
All right. Well, listen, I think most people would welcome anything that ensures that the tips all go to the right people, whether the legislation works in terms of implementation. We'll just have to wait and see. Paul Gavin is a Sinn Féin senator, largely responsible for initiating this, like I say, at legislative level. And JP McMahon is a chef and author and a restaurateur. Steve says, hi Kieran, why aren't service charges just banned and then let diners decide without being forced? So says Steve. Anyway, what do you say? 53106 is the text number. My apologies for my loud guffaw at the idea that restaurant staff would declare their cash tips to the taxman. And I'm still not sure about the likelihood of that. Anyway, you can keep your views coming in.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.